Next up, H. Bosch Jr. brings you the Triple E's, education, empowerment, and entrepreneurship.
In this week's segment, I sat down with Kevin K.P. Pryor, founder and executive director of Troy Look. Hello again, everyone. This is H. Bosch Jr. of the Triple E segment, Education, Empowerment, Entrepreneurship. Today's guest on the show is Mr. Kevin Pryor, owner and CEO of Look. Thank you so much for showing up, sir.
Well, thank you for having me.
We appreciate you. We appreciate you for showing up and taking time out of your busy schedule. So, as I always say before I start my show, let's make it do what it do.
Let's make it do what it do.
Okay, and when it's done, it's done.
All right.
So, let me ask you this. I want to dig right in. What is the name of your organization? It's called Look?
Troy Look.
Okay, Troy Look. Okay.
I'm from Troy.
Okay.
So the title fits perfectly.
Okay. And I hear a living legend on the basketball courts back in the day.
I am.
Yes, sir.
Still today.
All right. Killer crossover. Uh-huh. Okay. So Troy Look stands for?
Look stands for Life Options, Opportunity, and Knowledge, something that we truly, truly believe in.
Okay.
When everybody decides to make a decision, you have all the acronyms right there. Look, life options and opportunity, knowledge. You got to have knowledge.
Okay. I can totally appreciate that. Now, what does Look stand for? You told me that. What does Look stand for? Okay. So what programs do you have and pertaining to the community then?
Well,
and what you offer.
Well, what we began with when we started Troy Look, 2002, I think we started it. We just had an idea to have a mentoring program, mm-hmm. Utilizing the men from our neighborhoods because they know the kids in the neighborhood. It makes it more better. We have the Speak Out program where we go to speak to different schools and stuff like that about our programs. We have the Step It Up, Pull 'Em Up, mm-hmm. the anti-SAG.
I like that.
Yeah.
Step It Up, Pull It Up,
yeah.
Right? Pull up your pants.
Yes, sir. I'm trying to get young men and older men mm-hmm. to look like H. Bosch.
Ah.
You know, always Ooh. Looking good. You know,
yeah,
always
yes.
looking
Thank
good.
You, sir. Thank
runway,
you.
Runway ready. That's what I tell a kid when I see him sagging.
Yep. And I'll tell them, if you could offer them anything, just tell them that. I say to people, it ain't easy being me, but some days it's sure a lot of fun.
Yeah,
you know,
I know
sure
the feeling.
A lot of fun.
I know the
All
feeling.
Right. Moving know, right along.
Yeah.
So, see my engineer, he's on the ball. All my guys, they make
it.
Me look good.
I love it.
So then, what made you start this program?
Well,
what was the inspiration behind it?
The men in my life. That helped me out along when I was growing up.
Talk of that, yes, male mentors.
Yes. Starting with my father and my uncles, you know, Mr. Tucker on 9th Street, mm-hmm. the Branches, my father, Dolphus Pryor, the Browns, and then you got the Earl Harrison, and you got the Roy Pompeys, the basketball coach, mm-hmm. the Al Prater, all these guys that was there to help me. You know, it was only through God that I learned this lesson to give back. So that's mm-hmm. why I wanted to started this program. So anything I started has something to do with the kids in the community.
Okay. So then what's some of your goals?
Oh, for them all to succeed. You know, my goals are for the little men to become men.
Ah,
you know,
in
scripture it says when I was a boy, I did things. When I was a child, I did things of a child.
Mm-hmm.
But when I grew as a man, I put my childish things away. That's what I want these little boys to learn. That's why we call the mentoring program Boys the Men.
Mm. Let me throw some scripture that brings, when I think of you, this comes to mind. A man's gift shall make room for him, and he shall be amongst greatness.
Wow.
Well, you have a gift, Mr. Pryor, and it's making room for you. You just keep on keeping on.
That's awesome.
Okay. So now, who do you serve with your programs?
I serve the whole community. Not only Troy, but all over. I've been all over pretty much the United States. Kentucky, I've been to. My information is all over the place because mm-hmm. I'm partner with Trip Housing.
Oh,
and they do. They go to conference all over the country.
Okay,
and I was fortunate to be.
Will
part
you tell
of
Miss Davia Collington I said hello?
I will
yes.
do. Will
yes.
do.
Mm-hmm.
I will do. And I collaborate with the Troy Boys and Girls Club, Team Hero. So many organizations we get together with to make this happen, make it do what it do.
I like that. I think I heard that before, Jonah, right? If not, I'm going to use that, all right? I like that. Wow, all right. So then, so you serve families, and from what I understand, it is, you know, a wide variety.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
black, white,
Chinese.
Yeah. Yes, you know, so it's just not pigeonholed to, you know, one specific gender or group or nationality.
Not. Because God don't, this is just not one with God. Well, mm-hmm. you know, he's have so many peoples. So we, in our anti-bullying program, when we first started, it's an anti-prevention program with boxing. And when we started, we're in the media, we're on the news, and it was so blessed. It was a blessing that we got a call from Emerald Willard School.
Oh,
so wow. We have two young
That's
ladies
big.
In our program from Emerald Willard School.
That's big.
One is Asian. Mm-hmm. And one is Dominican.
Okay.
And they come there, and they, man, it's like nothing in the world.
Okay. So now, before we go into the next segment of the few questions I have left, let me just say this is H. Bosch Jr., WOOC 105.3 FM, Troy, New York. Today's guest, in case you're just tuning in, is none other than Kevin Pryor. He is the founder and chairman of Look Organization. So we're going to dig right back in.
I love it.
Talk a little bit about what you got coming up in June.
Oh, man.
That's going to be have something to do with fathers and daughters.
Man,
that's really exciting.
One of our biggest things, and my biggest thing, is fathers, man. Father, with so many fathers are like out of the kids' lives now.
Mm-hmm.
So we're able to bring our father-daughter dance, and it was amazing last year. First one last year at the Troy Boys and Girls Club.
That is phenomenal.
We thought we were gonna get like 25 people. We got 75 people to come to the event. This year, I mean, we got Bellinopoli, we got Red Front Pizza, we have everybody, Jimmy's, we got everybody's jumping on board with this.
So it's a collaborative effort.
Oh, my
yeah.
God. Because in,
business,
yes,
as well as the private sector.
Yes.
And is the city supporting you at all? You know, local government? If not, don't worry about it. You know, small thing to a big giant,
that's it,
right?
That's it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah. But the father-daughter dance, again, it brings so much joy in these kids' lives, man, when they're with their father. Some of these kids' fathers are not around, mm-hmm. but they came in town for this event.
Right, right.
It's amazing, man. I swear.
Right.
I
think it's important that little girls have their fathers in their lives.
Yeah, yeah.
You
yeah.
know what I mean? It's so, so important, you know, and as well as moms, too, you know, but to have a man there, because they're going to go through changes, and when they meet someone, you know, they need the type of father that's going to pull out a shotgun and roll up on them.
You're right.
I'm just joking.
Oh, no, don't even joke.
You messing with my little girl, but no, they need that guidance, and some things they just can't, you know, I'm not taking anything from moms, because moms hold it down. But sometimes little girls need a man's point of view.
They do. And
I'm glad you're putting emphasis on that. Yeah.
I have a 13-year-old daughter, and man, I'm so jealous right now because she's 13 right now.
She's pushing.
She don't want to hang out with me no more.
Right. And everything is why.
But but again, like you said, the mothers, man, I just take my hat off to the mothers because I know so many single mothers that
are mom and dad.
Yeah.
You hear that? There's so many mothers that are mom and dad, and I give you all the credit in the world. But there's some of us fathers who are stepping up to the plate.
Oh, yeah, definitely. You have to.
Yes, exactly. When someone says, well, you're an exceptionist to the rule, no, I'm doing what I'm supposed to be doing.
I'm doing what I do.
Yes, exactly.
Doing what I do. Do what my father taught me.
So tell me, where is this going to be exactly in the date and time?
Okay? It should be on the flyer there.
I want everybody to get false information. Okay, I want everybody to hear about this.
All right, the father-daughter dance, Troy Boys and Girls Club, and Troy Look, father-daughter gala. June 15, 2018, party events and banquet hall, 309 3rd Avenue, Troy, New York, 12182. And this is the best part of it. $25 will get three people in, a father and his two daughters, father and his two
Great,
you can't beat that.
No, you can't.
We're not trying to make a profit.
It's not about money. This
we're
is about
love.
Yeah, yeah. Bringing awareness and exposure to a great, great
cause.
Yes,
yes, yes.
Well,
yes.
Before I end, I want to give a shout out to Miss Karen Bobo.
Karen Bobo.
We made it happen. All right. And like I said, when Karen Bobo calls, you say yes. Hello, and yes, ma'am,
yes,
at the
ma'am.
End of the conversation. You do what you're told.
You do what you do.
Yes. Now, real quick, how can people reach you with your program?
They can reach me at my phone number is 518-328-2106, or they can go to Facebook and look us up on
Take your time.
Kevin Pryor on Facebook or Speak Out Program, or just kevin.pryor2011@gmail.com.
Hey, Mr. Pryor, well, I say again, thank you so much for showing up.
Oh, man, I said thank you.
You are truly making a difference in the community, and brothers like you, we need more of. I'm telling you, you are a true difference maker. And,
well, we need more mentors like you. That's the only way I can do what I do.
Thank you so much, man. Yeah, I'm humbled and honored for that, and I appreciate it. And I'm going to close out like this. Until next time, folks. It's about the triple E's, education, empowerment, entrepreneurship. And remember this, you don't hear about making a difference. You need to be about making a difference.
Amen.
This is Inez Bosch's baby boy, H. Bosch Jr., doing what I'm made to believe. Mr. Kevin Pryor. Thank you, Mr. Kevin Pryor, for a great interview and educating us on this outstanding organization. I love this name. Look, life, options, opportunity, knowledge.